Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, that's great when we're coming on the air during the intro and you're giving shout outs to your mom.
Oh, my bad. I thought we were, I didn't think we were on yet. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm a mama's boy though, so you just have to deal with it.
Okay. Well, we're off to a brand. We're off to an awesome start already. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. High school football playoff action last night. We're going to do top 25 college football pick 'em.
Did you come in here with a power pull this week?
I kind of wanted to, but I didn't know how it would be fair to do it when.
Oh, so
moving forward, we're going to have teams eliminated that aren't going to be able to better or worsen their ranking.
So you got carved up with it last week after we called Coach Derek on here to dispute your poll, and all of a sudden now we don't have one. Is that what you're telling me? Is that just a regular season poll? It doesn't count in the playoffs.
That's what it is. Okay. Well, we will bring back the high school football power rank'em.
Okay.
Power rankings next season I'll have a preseason.
A preseason.
Power ranking.
Preseason power ranking.
Now, of course, we'll be on a different radio station come next year.
Right.
In case for those of you that don't already know that, we have been syndicated. We start our syndication on December the 1st. So on December the 1st, if you tune in here, we're not going to be here. You can get some details on where we'll be on our website and our Facebook page. Facebook page, Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
We're going to be in some other markets, Statesboro, Kingsland, Valdosta,
Waycross, Macon.
Macon. So we're getting out there and instead of Southeast Georgia listening to me carve you up every Saturday, half the state gets to listen to it. Mm. So, I kind of look forward to that.
I'd like to see what your definition is of carving you up. What exactly?
Just tune in every Saturday and you can come to your own conclusions. We got some high school football to talk about.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Hill System, Awesome Nissan, Bennett Buildings of Brunswick, and by Nat's Landing.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and the top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. They will not be beaten by anyone anywhere. If Awesome Nissan can't beat your deal, they will give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's 264-3825. Go see them today and find out why their customers are awesome.
High school football scores last night here locally. Glenn Academy advances 42-7 winners over the Evans Knights out of the Augusta region. And then Camden goes down to Walton 40-20 last night in a 2-3 matchup. South Atlanta region, see ya.
Gone.
Augusta region.
Gone.
Adios.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. And Glenn Academy jumped out to a slow start last night, got down 7-0, and then flipped the switch after a fake punt. Pretty much changed the whole course of the ball game with Alan Parton, a 4th-and-2. They snapped a fake punt. 36 yards later, they set up, 1st-and-10 inside the 20 and didn't look back from there.
Do you want to give the scores? All right, cool. All right. So aforementioned Walton 40, Camden 20. Lowndes puts 54 on Cherokee, 54-14 winners. Roswell, an at-large team, takes on the number one seed Roswell and thumps them 42-7.
TIFF got in as an at-large in a four-team region. They got in and beat a region champion 42-7.
Colquitt struggled early on with Etowah, but they pulled away late 34-5. Valdosta put 70 points up on Lovejoy last night. Valdosta actually trailed in the second quarter in that football game, 70-21 winners. Glenn, 42-7 winners, as we mentioned. Northside takes down Tucker, 43-21. Bradwell, the 4 seed from the coastal Georgia region, takes down the number 1 seed from the Augusta region, 28-21, Bradwell over Grovetown. Richmond Hill, 19, Greenbrier, 14. Coffee, the 4 seed from Region 1, takes down Stevenson, 45-17.
That's a big, big-time blowout right there. Mm. Stevenson always has athletes, and they always have good skill people, but then they run up on somebody that plays power football, and they get run out of the stadium.
Effingham downs Lakeside 16-10. Pierce County beat a really, really tough Windsor Forest team yesterday.
They're really, really tough.
49-21.
Savannah teams, they stout now.
They're tough. Yeah. Southeast Bullock, I mean.
Yeah.
Lee County, 41-6 winners over Mundy's Mill. Wayne County survived, and I mean that, survived Jonesboro 17-9 at home. Wayne County at number 1, Jonesboro number 4, almost pulled a monumental upset. Griffin takes down Statesboro 19-12. New Hampstead upsets number 1 seed Stars Mill 21-10. And that's not, that Stars Mill is a legit number 1 seed.
They're
New Hampstead went in there and beat them.
New Hampstead, we saw it. If you saw that Brunswick High Hampstead game earlier in the season, they've got some athletes on that football team, and they caused Stars Mill some problems.
Weir County 35-7 winners over Riverdale. Benedictine 45-0 over Tattnall. Appling County gets taken down in a very close game, 29-22 by Jenkins. Charlton blanks Taylor 38-0. Valwood 35-12 winners over Augusta Prep. They'll get Frederica next. And Bullock Academy 49-27 winners over Brookwood in the GISA.
So we got our assignment set up for next week. You'll be at the Glen Academy Valdosta game. I'll be at the Valwood Frederica game.
All right, we can do that.
And those are going to be two ball games. It's going to be Lowndes County against Glen County next week in high school football playoffs.
We'll talk about the brackets a little bit periodically throughout this show, but if you look at the brackets, it's very well set up that the winner of the Glen Academy Valdosta game next week has got a pretty favorable road to get to the Final Four.
Valdosta's going to score some points, so I'm thinking Glenn's going to have to outscore Valdosta at Glen County Stadium next week. And Frederica has got to figure out a way to get that Valwood kind of, I don't know if it's a mental thing or whatever. They've played some tough, close games the last 2 years, but Frederica's got to get over that hurdle and let the talent kick in and take care of Valwood.
I think Valwood's won at least the last two, maybe more.
Two heartbreaking losses for Frederica. And they'll be ready to play next week. They're at home, and that GISA bracket Frederica's in is pretty stout.
Southeast Bullock went down last night, by the way.
They did.
Yeah. They played valiantly.
Yeah, they're in the top two or three in your poll all year long. They go down in the first round of the playoffs. That tells me all I need to know about your poll.
Yeah, it really does. It tells you how unpredictable the playoffs are. Anything can happen no matter how good the football team.
Yeah. Coffee won. Camden lost. I'm trying to think of your top 10 from last week. You weren't too proud of it.
Bullock Academy, Frederica, Charlton. They're all winning. The only team that lost, I believe, in the first round that was in that poll was Southeast Bullock. So a monumental upset.
You had them in the top 5 of your poll. So a top 5 team in any poll shouldn't lose in the first round. That's all I'm saying about your poll. We'll get back to it next year.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95. Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. Trap money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings.
Gotta be real with it. Yep. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Why Dez Bryant will be a success in New Orleans. Two words. Drew Brees. Bryce Harper turned down the Nats offer before the season ended because it wasn't $400 million. Bryce, you hit 230. Trey Young, legit. Good job, Hawks. Will someone please beat Notre Dame already? We need to ease off the Alabama talk. They have only played one really good team. That's it. Florida, maybe it's time to play the other guy at quarterback.
You think?
How ridiculous is it that Freddie Freeman had never won a gold glove? Floyd Mayweather to the UFC. How much is that pay-per-view? I'll pay it. The Phillies have allegedly offered Bryce Harper $400 million over 13 years. You would think the Phillies would have already learned their lesson about overspending for players. If you think baseball needs a salary cap, give me a hell yeah. And that's the bottom line. See what I did there? And these are my thoughts.
Nice. Bryce Harper, $400 million. Is an athlete worth that kind of money?
No.
That's a lot of money. 13 years. 13-year contracts. That's a big contract, man. That's huge.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Marshside Grill, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, and by Jessup Furniture.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles, and also check them out on Facebook. Go Terriers! Wow.
State title run
every year, seems like.
There have been some rumors that the Atlanta Braves might be in the running for Bryce Harper. Good fit, yes or no?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's a player. He's a great player. I don't care about his attitude. I like my players cocky. He can swing the bat. He can run. He can throw. He's a five-tool player. Yeah, he's a good fit for any team in Major League Baseball.
I'm a five-tool radio host. Would you pay me $400 million?
I don't think so, but I'd pay him. I don't know if I'd pay him $400 million, but he could be a fit on my team. I'd make room for Bryce Harper if I was a GM. If he showed interest of wanting to come play for my ball club, I'd find a spot for Bryce Harper.
The rumor is that he wants to be the highest paid athlete, and that's why he's asking for $400 million, because that puts him there.
Well, I mean, if somebody will pay him that, why not take it?
Is there an athlete that you would pay $400 million? LeBron, probably. Tom Brady.
I wouldn't pay LeBron $400 million. There's only one athlete in professional sports that in recent memory that probably is worth that kind of money, and that's Michael Jordan. Because of everything he brings to the table.
Yeah. Tom, currently.
Oh, currently?
Currently. LeBron, Tom Brady. What's the soccer player's name? Ronaldo. Is that his name, Ronaldo?
They make that kind of crazy money anyway over in Europe. They pay some insane amount of money for athletes. And pro sports right now, you're throwing $400 million out there. Is that the price tag you're looking at? Say for 10 years?
That's $40 million a year.
Right now, to me, in professional football, if I was going to pay somebody $40 million a year, the only person I could think of paying that money to is Aaron Rodgers.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know what? That's fair. Like, for the first time in almost 2 years on this show, you've said something that I 100% wholly, fundamentally agree with.
In baseball, $40 million, maybe Harper, but Mike Trout, yes.
I just don't think there's a professional baseball player that's worth $400 million. I think maybe in a couple other sports that are more popular, that the marketing goes a lot further than what it does in Major League Baseball, maybe. I don't think there is a $400 million baseball player.
I was saying, you know, $400 million, that's for 10. I'm talking about a $40 million a year ball player.
The Phillies allegedly have a 13-year offer for $400 million. If you do the math real quick, carry the 1 minus 2 plus 3, that would be $189,000 a game for Bryce Harper.
Wow. If the Phillies are going to pay him that, then he'd be stupid not to take it. But Bryce Harper, though, we're talking about, does he bring value to your team? Yeah, he'd bring value. If I'm with Atlanta Braves, you're going to lose Markakis in free agency. I think he's gone. I've seen rumors and predictions that he may sign with a team like the Reds in the offseason. I've seen some of those rumors. So let's go ahead and say Markakis is out of there. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got a spot open in the outfield right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think the Braves are closer to being a contender just because of I just like the Braves' everyday players better than the Phillies' everyday players right now. And I think Bryce Harper swinging the bat in June, July, and August in humid Atlanta, the ball's going to jump out of the ballpark. And I think that that'd be a good fit for the Braves. You could put Acuna in center field. You could get rid of Inciarte, put Bryce Harper in right. Then, you know, Culberson, or do some things in left field with the players that you have, and make your lineup have a little bit more pop in it.
Michael Brantley is another option. He's 32 years old. I don't know how much money you'd want, how long of a contract, how much money you'd want to invest in Brantley. He had 17 home runs last season.
32 years old. Everyday player. 32 years old. I mean, you maybe got, 3 years max out of him, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Alex Anthopoulos has gone on record and said the Braves' number one priority is to get a starting pitcher, a frontline starting pitcher.
Okay. Well, who are they going to get?
They've been linked to Patrick Corbin. They've been linked to Dallas Keuchel.
Keuchel's going to be a Yankee.
Those are the two names I've heard Atlanta linked to the most.
I think he's going to be a Yankee.
I'd like for the Mets just to go ahead and have the fire sale and Atlanta pony up and give up whatever it is they need to get up to to give up to get DeGrom and or Syndergaard. That to me is the best route. That's the best route.
Do the Braves go out and bring Kimbrel back home?
I think Kimbrel signed with the Red Sox, signed an extension, yeah.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, he's going to stay in Boston.
All right, well, that's Braves need a closer. They need a starting pitcher.
Chad Sabatka, according to Anthopoulos, Chad Sabatka is going to be the closer.
Okay. All right. Then Braves need three things to me. They need a good outfielder. They need some arms at the top of the rotation, and they need a quality catcher.
Once again, they're linked to JT Realmuto. Allegedly, yep. They have made an offer to the Marlins. The Marlins say the Braves have made an offer. The Braves say we haven't made them an offer.
Okay. Because I think Suzuki's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Braves, I think Atlanta will either end up with Realmuto or Grandal, one or the other. Braves have the money to spend in the free agent market, so if they can't pry away JT Realmuto from the Marlins, they'll probably be able to sign Grandal to a pretty large contract, which is what he's going to want. But again, he's pushing 30. He's 29, 30 years old, Grandal, that is. Realmuto is 26, 27.
Braves, 29 is not too old because the Braves are in like a 3 to 5 year window to win right now. And I think that they're that close. Everyday catcher pop in the outfield like a Bryce Harper. It can swing the bat. Carmargo, I wanted to get rid of him last year, but he's won me over.
So. You sat right here on this show and lobbied for Mike Moustakas, and I told you.
I did.
And I told you.
He that's proved me wrong.
Not the answer.
He proved me wrong. So Carmargo stays. Ender's got to go. Inciarte, he needs to go. We got to get some, we got to get some pop in the outfield.
I said, Kip, you need to start listening to me on things. 99% of the time I'm right. We do not need Mike Moustakas.
Well, he's a free agent. He's going to sign with somebody.
And you said, yes, Jason, you are correct. 99% of the time I should start listening to you.
No,
more.
I just said I was wrong about Camargo, and I was. So he proved me wrong. He down the stretch, he played good and swung the bat good.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club, 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Red Terriers kicked off the 2018 playoff campaign in impressive fashion, blasting the Evans Knights 42-7 in the first round of the GHSA playoffs. Glenn will host Valdosta next week between the bricks.
with an appearance in the Elite Eight on the line. The news not so good for Camden. The Wildcats went down to the Walton Raiders 40-22 in their season in the first round, but overall a good bounce-back season for Camden, a final record of 7-4. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
I think I might start coming up with power rankings of our rejoins.
That was pretty solid.
That was.
Yeah.
Actually, I do have a great idea.
What's that?
Because I really am. I'm a fan of creating my own power rankings. I've become a fan of creating my own power rankings. So I think since I can't do it with high school football anymore, next week we will have our inaugural Jason Bishop college football power rankings.
Anxious to see, Central Florida, South Florida, Cincinnati, they'll probably be in the top five in a poll you come up with. South Florida's lost two games in a row since he was on here plugging them, though, which we all knew was going to happen anyway.
The rankings will be done according to how they do within their schedule.
Okay. All right.
South Florida's a good football team. They've lost to Houston and to Temple.
Okay.
Houston's legit. Temple's not bad. If you put Temple in the ACC, they'd be in first place in the Coastal.
Yeah, Pitt's winning the ACC Coastal.
So I'm just saying.
Tells me all I need to know about the ACC.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
You got these ACC purists out there that just think that football season's just like basketball when it rolls around for the ACC. The ACC is Clemson and garbage is what the ACC is. You agree with that?
Miami from time to time. Virginia Tech from time to time.
Miami has been ricked. That's what Miami has been. That's what's happening to them. Good guy. I mean, if you want somebody to be a youth group leader, I mean, and mentor your kids. I mean, Mark Richt's a great, great man. He's a good man.
And if you want to win football games?
Then, you know, big football games, then probably somebody like Saban or Kirby or somebody like that that's actually doing it right now.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by J.C. Strother, Peachtree Pest Control, Georgia Sea Grill, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePestControl.com. Or 912-265-9700.
Yes or no, and we're going to put this on our Twitter poll as well. If Central Florida was in the ACC Coastal, would they be in first place? Yes or no?
They'd be in the top half. Probably. Probably.
Okay.
They'd be up there pretty close.
You see?
ACC Coastal's garbage.
Starting to make some progress.
Yeah.
College football pick 'em. Let's do it. All right. South Carolina. Somehow Florida's still ranked in the top 15.
How do you lose two straight games and drop from like 9 to 15? I mean, I don't get it.
The Florida Gators are 15th. They'll host South Carolina. I'll take Florida.
I'll take Florida, too. I don't know why. But it's time for the Felipe Franks experiment is over. Get over it.
Number 10, Ohio State at 18, Michigan State.
I want Ohio State to lose because I do not want them sliding into a playoff when they're not worthy. I'm going to take Michigan State.
I'm with you. I think that the playoff dream for Ohio State ends today. Wisconsin at 20, Penn State.
Penn State's not very good, but Wisconsin's not either. Penn State's at home, so I'll take the Nittany Lions.
Navy at 12, Central Florida.
I'll take Central Florida. Cincinnati coming up, there's going to be a big game.
TCU at number 9, West Virginia.
I'll take West Virginia.
4, Michigan at Rutgers.
Michigan.
11, Kentucky at Tennessee.
I don't know why. Something tells me Tennessee's going to win this game, but I'll ride with the Cats until they prove me wrong.
I'm going Tennessee. I'll text you on this game when they're winning. 16, Mississippi State
didn't
at number 1, Alabama.
Didn't get many texts from you last week, by the way.
What'd you say?
Didn't get many texts from you last week,
yeah,
by the way.
I was taking it easy on the texts.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take Bama. Mississippi State's one-dimensional, and you're not beating Bama when you're a one-dimensional football team.
You're right. If Nick Fitzgerald can throw the ball at all just to keep the Alabama defense honest, them coming off the big win of LSU, I think there's a letdown. I'm taking the Bulldogs to knock off the Crimson Tide in an upset today.
We need to start having a drug test. I'm going to talk to the producer about instituting a drug testing policy. Mississippi State, I will give you this, though. I like their pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way they rush the passer.
And the answer to beating Alabama is one simple thing. Get to Tua. Sack him, make him throw under duress, make him feel pressure.
Though, Nick Fitzgerald, 2-1 dimensional. Could be a tough game.
Mississippi wins today. Mississippi State wins today.
Okay.
Northwestern at 21, Iowa.
I'll take Iowa.
Baylor at 22, Iowa State.
I'll take Iowa State.
Oklahoma State at 6, Oklahoma.
I'll take the Sooners.
8, Washington State at Colorado.
Almost picked this as an upset, but I'll take Washington State.
One thing I'm not afraid to do is pick an upset. Colorado knocks off Washington State, ends their hopes of a playoff berth. 24, Auburn at 5, Georgia.
Auburn can't run the football, and that's going to when Gus's teams can't run the football, they're just average. I'll take Georgia.
Going Georgia as well. 7, LSU at Arkansas.
Don't be surprised.
Uh-oh. Don't do it.
Don't be surprised.
Don't
I'm picking LSU, but don't be surprised if this game turns into a shootout and Arkansas gives LSU fits.
If that game turns into a shootout, LSU is going to lose because there's no way Joe Burrow can put up enough points in a shootout.
LSU has struggled historically at Arkansas. Don't be surprised if this game is tight.
Okay. 19, Texas at Texas Tech.
I'm done with Texas. I'm picking Texas Tech.
I'm going Texas. Florida State at number 3, Notre Dame.
I'm calling it. Upset of the day. God. Florida State going on the road because you got to shake things up to get Notre Dame out of these rankings. I'm picking Florida State. I don't know why they get, you know, they're sorry and they're not any good. But they got athletes, and sometimes athletes, the switch flips, and this could be one of those days.
Would Central Florida beat Florida State?
I don't know.
Okay. Number 2, Clemson at 17, Boston College.
Blowout, Clemson.
Because your logic, you just told me that you thought Central Florida would be number 1 in the Coastal. Would be up there in the coastal division in the ACC, but then you want to come back and say you don't know if they can beat Florida State. I mean, okay.
I said they'd be in the upper half is what I said. Okay. So you misquoted me.
SEC, Ole Miss at Texas A&M.
A&M.
ACC, Miami at Georgia
Tech. I'm going to go with the Jackets today.
Me too. Troy at Georgia Southern.
I'm going to pick Troy. I think they're a better football team.
Georgia State at Louisiana Lafayette.
I'll take Lafayette.
Mercer at Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Yeah, I picked Mercer for some reason on my sheet, but I meant to circle Chattanooga. And the Kennesaw State Fighting Owls at Monmouth.
I'll take Kennesaw.
Of course you will. They're the best team in college football. Bring on Alabama.
Yeah.
Central Florida, by your standard, so what you're saying is you think Central Florida would compete for a Coastal Division championship, possibly an ACC championship game appearance. But you don't think that they could beat Florida State as sorry as Florida State.
Let me tell you something. If they were in the ACC and somehow won a division to face Clemson, Clemson would beat the brakes off of Central Florida. I'm talking something like 70-30 or 70-27 or something like that. They would absolutely annihilate Central Florida.
Well, once again, we'll have it up briefly here in a momentarily on our Twitter poll.
I'll go out on a limb when Central Florida plays Cincinnati. I'm picking Cincinnati. Whenever that is, next week, I think, I'm picking Cincinnati to beat Central Florida.
Why?
Because I think they're a better football team.
You're aware Central Florida hasn't lost a game in almost 2 years.
Cincinnati's going to be, Cincinnati's tough. They're sitting there at 8-1. That's going to be a tough game for Central Florida. I'm going to go with the Bearcats.
So by that, okay. So by that logic, if you think that Central Florida is good enough to possibly make an ACC championship game appearance.
Upper half of a division. And I
then,
know, you know,
so that by that logic, you could say that you think Cincinnati would also be competitive in the ACC Coastal. Yes?
This year? Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody can be competitive in the ACC Coastal. You could stick Missouri in the ACC Coastal and they might win it. The ACC Coastal is awful.
Missouri did win the SEC East twice.
They did, and they beat Florida last week. A 13th-ranked Florida team blew them out, and the Gators only dropped two spots.
So by your own logic, see, I like how this is going now. By your own logic, Central Florida would be competitive in the ACC Coastal, as would Cincinnati. So is it fair to say that probably both Central Florida and Cincinnati belong in the top 10 in college football?
No, because ACC Coastal, you're talking about Region 3 in Augusta and 6A football. That's the comparison that I make the ACC Coastal to this year. A team that got swept by Region 2.
So, yes?
No. Oh. I mean, the ACC Coastal's maybe one of the worst divisions in all of college football.
Is that you teeter-tottering, maybe?
No. I mean, you can't put Central Florida in the SEC is a 5-7 team.
So, yes, you think Central Florida would win the ACC?
They might win, be close to competing in that raggedy division.
So, yes, you agree Central Florida is the best team in college football.
No, I ain't agreeing to nothing. I'm just saying that the ACC Coastal's garbage, and you can put anybody with a pulse in there, and they might compete for that division. That's all I'm saying.
Bennett Buildings of Brunswick has everything you need in portable buildings, whether it's a shed, barn, garage, carport, RV cover, tiny house, you name it. Look for the blue building on Highway 341, just south of Parker's on Highway 99. Deliveries every week to Brunswick and surrounding areas, and no need to sweat it out trying to set it up, because Bennett Buildings of Brunswick will not only deliver your building, but set it up for free. 531-4970, give them a like on Facebook, Bennett Buildings of Brunswick. Our buildings, your ideas.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons, Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Corks Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
You can find the poll on Twitter, Bishop_show. If Central Florida were in the ACC Coastal, would they win the division? Yes or no? Simple as that.
If, would they win the, why don't you put the same question up there and put somebody like Holy Cross. If Holy Cross was in the ACC Coastal, would they compete for a division title? And the answer probably would be yes. I mean, that's how weak that division is.
Here's another one. If Central Florida was in the SEC West, would they finish third?
No.
No?
No.
Who in the SEC West is better than Central Florida other than LSU and Alabama?
The only team that Central Florida probably could beat in the ACC, SEC West this year might be Arkansas. They lose to everybody else.
This is
else.
The stuff I, this, yeah. this ludicrous stuff.
They do not beat Alabama. No, they do not beat Alabama.
They might, they might not beat LSU.
They don't
maybe.
Beat LSU. They don't beat Texas A&M.
They beat Texas A&M.
Okay.
College football playoff.
Oh, Lord have mercy. This is what I deal with every Saturday.
Enlightenment?
No.
You don't like dealing with enlightenment?
This is just, oh my goodness. Central Florida. Central Florida's losing to Cincinnati next week or whenever they play, and we won't have this debate anymore.
They're not losing. Okay. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan. Those are your number one through four. Those are the teams that if the season ended today, those four teams would be in the college football playoff. Georgia's on the outside at 5, Oklahoma at 6, LSU at 7. Washington State, 8, West Virginia, 9, 10, Ohio State. And we'll cut it off at 10 because I don't think anybody outside of that's got a chance to get in at all.
LSU's done. I don't know why. They were 7. They just got them there because they beat Georgia. So they're there, but they're going to continue to drop. As teams continue to win, LSU's going to continue to drop.
In the event that Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship game, they're going to win a national championship. Georgia's going to have to beat Alabama again in a national championship game, which means to win a national championship, Georgia has to beat Alabama twice. Because even if Alabama loses to Georgia in the SEC title game, they're still going to get
in. If Clemson wins out, okay, and Notre Dame wins out, they're in, okay? If Georgia beats Alabama, they're in, okay? And if Michigan or Ohio State go through the Big Ten and win without another loss, the committee will put a Big Ten team in over a one-loss Alabama team just simply because of the controversy it created last year.
They won't
I'm
do it.
I'm telling you.
I disagree. I don't think
if
they'll
Michigan
do it.
Is in position.
They'll play the same card. They'll play the same card. No, they'll say Alabama's been the best team all year long. The best team deserves to be there even though they didn't win their conference.
Michigan's the winningest program in college football history. If they up there, if their one-loss Michigan team is there, at end of season and a one-loss Alabama, Michigan's going in because Alabama got the benefit of the doubt last year, and they're starting to hear heat from the other Power Five conferences about their conference champions not being considered for the playoff, and it won't happen 2 years in a row. The human element will kick in.
And so what they're going to do is if Georgia beats Alabama, which I'm hoping for at this point because I agree with Kip, it creates scenarios where people get upset. Notre Dame wins out. You're going to have Notre Dame, Alabama, Georgia, and then probably Clemson. So what that means is the SEC would get two representatives and the ACC would get one, and only two of the five power conferences would be represented in the final four playoff.
You got the Big 12 mad if Oklahoma's sitting there with one loss. I mean, there's a lot of scenarios that could be into effect here, but Clemson and Notre Dame, Clemson is in. They're not losing. to anybody left on their schedule in the regular season.
Because Central Florida's not on their schedule.
Because the ACC is so weak. So you got three playoff spots still open. Clemson's in, okay? I'm hoping Notre Dame loses to somebody before the end of the season. Even a one-loss Notre Dame is a threat to get put into the playoff.
The only way that Michigan, Ohio State, Washington State, any of those other teams get into the playoff is if Alabama beats Georgia. That's it. Other than that, they're not getting in. And so, and the committee, I'm telling you, the committee is more than rooting for Alabama to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, because if they don't, then it's going to create a scenario where they're going to have to ask themselves that question, Kip. Do we not put Alabama in, or do we put them in because we think they're the best team in the country? Or do we not put them in because they didn't win their conference, and then now you've opened up that can of worms?
A one-loss Michigan team is not being left out of the college football playoff under any scenario. Trust me when I say that.
One-loss Alabama is?
If it come down this year to Michigan or one loss Michigan or one loss Alabama, Alabama is going to the Sugar Bowl to play the Big 12 champion, who's also not getting in with one loss.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Big City Cleaners, and by Pristine Water.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort, or call us at 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. I know this.
Don't go to break yet. Kip's got to make a point.
Michigan won't get left out of a playoff if it comes down to them or a one-loss Alabama.
Who is politics? Who's Michigan? They haven't done anything in 20 years.
Exactly. And they, historically, the college football media, they jump on these Midwestern teams, Notre Dame's, Ohio State's, and the Michigans of the world. I'm telling you.
Tell me.
If it comes down to a non-SEC one-loss Alabama, they're not getting in this year over a one-loss Michigan or Ohio State Big Ten champions. Not going to happen. The committee caught too much heat over it last year. Not going to happen.
I hope you're right, because if that scenario plays out, Georgia wins a national championship. That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call. 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort, or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the 7 Sports Bishop Minute with Jason Bishop. the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Red Terriers kicked off the 2018 playoff campaign in impressive fashion, blasting the Evans Knights 42-7 in the first round of the GHSA playoffs. Glenn will host Valdosta next week between the bricks with an appearance in the Elite Eight on the line. The news not so good for Camden. The Wildcats went down to the Walton Raiders 40-22 in their season in the first round, but overall a good bounce back season for Camden, a final record of 7-4. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Oh, they're dead too, right there.
Kip's just in the mood to talk over anything. He talks over the intro. He talks over the bumpers. Talks over the rejoins. He's got a lot to say today, obviously.
I bet I thought you had the microphone turned down for some reason. Yeah. When, you know, there was a sign on here for weeks that says,
don't turn it on.
So my bad. I thought it was off.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think that's been fixed.
Okay. Apparently.
I guess. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Molina's Landscaping, M&B Liquors, Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Brunswick Country Club.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it, and you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Neary and his staff a call at 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Bishop underscore show on Twitter. If Central Florida played in the ACC Coastal, would they win the division? Go vote. Twitter, Bishop underscore show. All right. 7A playoff brackets. I told you earlier in the show we would do this, and we've gotten off on a tangent on Central Florida, which pretty much we've done the last three shows.
That's your tangent, which is going to end as soon as they play Cincinnati.
Colquitt in 7A. That's my pick.
Mine too.
Okay. I see a final four of Grayson, Mill Creek, Tift, and Colquitt.
I see a final four of Grayson, Milton. It don't really matter who on the other side. Probably Parkview or Archer. Okay. And then Colquitt.
All right. 6A. I've got a final four. Valdosta, Creekside, Coffey, and Lee.
Yeah, I got Valdosta. I got Northside, Warner Robins.
Mm-hmm. That's two region ones.
I got, God, it's just watered down brackets now. I'll take Harrison in the one bracket. Top right.
Okay.
And then I'll take, Lee County in the bottom right, and I'll take Lee County to win state.
All right, so you're like me. You've got three teams from Region 1 in the final four in 6A.
Right.
Yep. Okay. 5A, I've got Buford, Carrollton, Warner Robins, and Rome.
I got Buford. That bottom bracket's not too good. I got to look at it. I got Buford and Rome in the state championship game, and I got Rome to win it.
Okay. I like that pick. All right. In AAA, Mary Persons, Cartersville, Blessed Trinity, and Pickens. I'm going Blessed Trinity to win the whole thing.
Blessed Trinity's good. Mary Persons is a good football team this year. Cartersville's good, but I'm going to take Cartersville to win it. Okay. In AAA, in 4A, I mean.
In AAA, I've got Pierce, Benedictine, Greater Atlanta Christian, and Calhoun, and I'm taking Benedictine to win it all.
I got Greater Atlanta Christian winning state in that one. I think they're a good football team.
All right. AA, I've got Fitzgerald, Dublin, Rockmart, and Brooks, and I'm taking Brooks to win the whole thing.
I got Coach Freeman. They beat 47-0 over Scriven last week. Thomasville, don't look past Thomasville. They're a decent team too. So, I got Brooks County beating whoever in the AA. Some good brackets here. A lot of upsets.
And now you get into the single A brackets, which everything gets really out of whack. I've got Irwin, ECI, Montgomery County, and Clinch, and I'll take Clinch to win the whole thing.
I'll take Irwin County to win state in single A, public.
And in private, I've got Calvary Day, Prince Avenue, Aquinas, and Savannah Christian, and I'm taking Prince Avenue.
I'll take Eagles Landing Christian Academy.
All right. There you have it. Those are our picks for the teams that are left. We'll change them next week when our picks get eliminated. And in the GISA.
This is tough bracket, man.
The final four, I've got Heritage, Frederica, John Millage, and Tift Area. And I'll take Frederica to win the state title.
I'll take Frederica against Tift Area in the state championship. And I reserve judgment right now who I'm going to pick. I want to see that Valwood game this weekend. But right now, if I had to pick, I'd take Tift Area. But Frederica's got the talent to win it. They just got to get past this Valwood hurdle.
Tift Area, in your opinion, is better than John Millage?
I think so.
Okay. All right. As long as you own it.
Tift Area played in a tougher region.
They did. That is true. I'll give you that. But, you know, at least you own it. See, that's what I want you to start doing now. Yep. I want you to start, when you say something, I want you to start owning it.
Well, I own it every week. I mean, I own you. I mean, I think I'll go ahead and put you as a dependent on my 2018 income tax return. I mean, that's just what I do on this show every week. I come in here and just own you.
In what? And you don't own me
anything.
College football picks, predictions, none.
Predictions,
none of that.
Everything. Yeah. Last week you said, "Oh, I didn't send out any texts." When you have a good week, you send out texts, but I didn't get a single text from you last week.
I was busy.
Yeah, you were busy because those flops you picked just came up on the short end. This is the guy who picked Florida State a couple of weeks ago over
Clemson.
This
has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Bennett Buildings of Brunswick has everything you need in portable buildings, whether it's a shed, barn, garage, carport, RV cover, tiny house, you name it. Look for the blue building on Highway 341, just south of Parker's on Highway 99. Deliveries every week to Brunswick and surrounding areas, and no need to sweat it out trying to set it up, because Bennett Buildings of Brunswick will not only deliver your building, but set it up for free. 531-4970. Give them a like on Facebook, Bennett Buildings of Brunswick. Our buildings, your ideas.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts. Customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery
a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go dog!